Well, hey, everybody, I'm Josh, and I'm one of the pastors of PRPC. And today we're talking about what it means to make more room for God in your life and why that is so important for you and for me. We've been talking about this in a conversation where we want to explore more and more about what it means for God to have a new day emerge for us every day of our life, especially when we think about all that God has done for us. Well, when we think about making room for something new in our lives, we have to be willing to get rid of something that is old or something we don't need anymore. And sometimes this can be a really fun thing because we clean out a closet, we purge our garage, we clean out an attic, and we feel liberated. But this also is true when it comes to thinking about making room for God in our lives. Now, God in our life might not be something new for you. It can be new for some people, and maybe it is new for you, and that's a cool thing. But when we want to make more room for God in our lives, we have to be willing to get rid of some things that don't belong in the place that God belongs in our lives. And if there's something that is taking the place of God in your life that shouldn't be there, that is an idol. That is something that you're chasing after, that's something that I'm chasing after. And when we chase after those things that take the place of God in our lives, that can be a recipe for disaster in our lives. Because what it means is we are gonna be chasing after things that are not good for us. We're gonna be chasing after things that are gonna lack in our lives, and we're gonna be taking these things that do not belong in our lives sometimes, and we put them in the place of God. And that is gonna lead to a life that is lacking, and it's gonna lead to, if you care about this, a life that God doesn't want for you. Now, there's a particular place in the scriptures, in the book of Acts, where we get a clear indication of just how important this is and how important it's been to people for a very long time. In the book of Acts, there's a story about the apostle Paul, and he's the one who wrote most of the New Testament after being anti-Jesus and becoming pro-Jesus, which is an amazing story, and I mentioned that quite a bit, I know. But the reality is, he was on a journey, and he was in the city of Athens in ancient Greece. And he noticed that the city of Athens was full of idols to all these gods that were part of the Greek mythology. Now, Paul was a believer in the one true God, the God who raised Jesus from the dead, and he got into some debates with the people in Athens. At first, it was just kind of general people in a marketplace, but eventually he made his way to the place where they had debates on a kind of a formal stage called the Areopagus. You might remember that from a Western Civilization history class if you had one of those. But when he got to this place where they would have these great debates about the philosophies of the day, he came up against some people that were having some really hard beliefs about life. There was one group of people, the Epicureans. These people were functional atheists. They didn't believe that gods impacted the world. They thought the chief end of life was to avoid pain and suffering. And then there was the Stoics, who were hard rationalists that believed that reason could lead to understanding everything. And perhaps if there were gods, they weren't involved in the world anymore. These were some of the belief structures of the day, but they also represented all these little gods in some way or another, because people were making sacrifices of their lives, of their offerings, of their crops to these false gods. And it was leading them down paths that they didn't really want to go, or at least Paul didn't want them to go, as one who believed in God is the one who raised Jesus from the dead. So Paul preaches a message to the people that day, and that's what he was doing. He was preaching a message, and he tells them about this God who's the creator of the world, this God who is the redeemer of the world, who raised Jesus from the dead, and this God who is the sustainer of the world. And he presented a picture to them of what it would look like if they took away those idols and added in the one true God. Now, I'm sad to say that many people in that particular moment didn't believe in what Paul was saying, but I'm happy to report that a few people that were highly thought of according to what the text says, and well thought of people and smart people heard what he said, and the first response was, we want to hear more about this God. And then Paul, seemingly in a private conversation with them, then was able to share more about this God, about our God, and they started to believe that there was a one true God that was at work in the world and was going to take the place of these false idols in their lives. Now, in the story, Paul moves on, but the impetus there, the inference there, is that everything changed for those people because they started to believe in who their true God was. And that same thing that happened for those people then is the same thing that God wants to have happen for us today. God wants us to be willing to recognize the idols that are taking the place of God in our life and get rid of those so we can make more room in our lives and have the proper room and the proper place for God to be present for us. Well, if we can get rid of those idols in our lives, if we can discard them, then we can have that new day dawn for us every day if we have God at the center of our lives and leading us where we need to go. Because if your life is not adding up to the kind of life that you want, it's probably because you've put the wrong things in. If your life, the part of your life that you can control feels out of control, it's probably because you have had too many of these idols that you're running after. And if you want your life to line up with God, what God wants for you, then you need to substitute these idols, then you can bring in more of what God wants for you. You can put God in the number one place for you. Now, I have to mention here that the gods that there were the struggles of the ancient world are not necessarily exactly the gods that we struggle with today. But there are these idols that we chase after that are really damaging to us when we chase after them instead of wondering, what does God want for me? Some of these things are money. We chase after materialistic gains in a way that is not in service of anything else, but just accumulation of more. People chase after careers that are defining their way of being as opposed to defining a sense of just a job for them. There's sports, there's beauty, there's comfort, there's substances. All these things can be idols in our lives. And when we over-pursue them and we pursue them in a disproportionate way, they become idols that take the place of God in our lives. And if we're willing to let go of these, if we're willing to put them to the side, and ask God who raised Jesus from the dead to take the proper place in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our way of life, then we will have this new day dawn in our lives. And not only will we have this new day dawn in our lives, we'll have the new day dawn in people's lives. We won't just be elevating me, but you'll be elevating we. And when we do that, we have a beautiful new day for everybody. And that's what God wants for us, is to have a new day every day. Now, I have to tell you that as I've been thinking about all this, I realized that there has been an idol in my life that I have been chasing after in a way that I have been finding that is taking the place of God. And of recent, I've been realizing there's a materialism that I've been struggling with in my life and wanting more of certain things. And it's been a real eye-opener to realize that it's motivating me in some improper and unhealthy and unfaithful ways. And so I've been asking God recently to take this idol away from me, to help me see how I have been disproportionately trying to make that come true in my life, finding myself envious of people and places that I should not be envious of. And as I've been working through this more and more, I have found God has been willing to take it away. And as I've been putting back in place where God belongs in this part of my life, I have found myself to be more content, more appreciative, and more understanding of how many blessings I have in my life. And what I can say is that I feel more in tune and more aligned with God's love and God's purpose for me because of that. And that's what God wants for me. And that's what God wants for you. Is for you to feel and see and experience that new day dawn in the parts of your life where you can control and you can help that happen. So what I want us to do, each one of us, is to ask ourselves those big questions about, is there an idol in our life that we can get rid of? And will you substitute God's best and God's way for your life instead of that way for your life? And then I want you to think about if anything I've mentioned, especially those idols of today, if one of those resonates with you and you're like, man, that is the one that I am struggling with, then I want to ask you to consider praying to God to help you get rid of that idol. And ask God to then bring in more of God's love and purpose for you in that place. And I can almost guarantee that if you do that, the new day will dawn. Because God is faithful to us. And God is with you. And when you welcome God into the place that God belongs, life becomes new and life becomes better. Not because God is going to magically bless you, but because your life will be aligned with God's best for you and everybody. That's the kind of new day that God wants for you. Let's be sure to get rid of the old. Let's be willing to get rid of the bad so we can welcome in the good and what God wants. God, we thank you so much for the way in which you are patient with us and for the ways in which you help us to let go of that which holds us back so we can welcome in more of you. God, help us to get rid of those idols in our lives so we can focus our attention on you and what you want for us so that the new day can dawn every day of our lives. We pray this in your name. Amen.